Warning.
I'm edgy.
Hey everyone, welcome to Edgy DTV. I'm gonna respond to one of Zarna Joshi's new videos about the evils of the patriarchy. She made these videos to e-beg for donations after her infamous encounter with our boy Humongous. Time for a dank recap of the event.
You want my game?
Yeah, sure.
Zarna is particularly stupid and not worth being taken seriously at all, really. However, her video is so ridiculous that I think it'd be fun to take a stab at. We'll also get to learn about a historical punishment device called the Scold's Bridle.
It's become clear to me that a great deal of us suffer from the illness of patriarchy.
I think you suffer from the mental illness where you're delusional enough to think that everything bad in the world is caused by this ghost you call the patriarchy. You forgot your tinfoil hat.
And it's not just the men who suffer. Women can be patriarchal too.
I see what she's doing. She's not the only one who likes to go after low-hanging fruit. This is part of an ongoing series of mine called Low-Hanging Fruit, where I find ideologically handicapped YouTubers and pick them off with the help of my trusty stick.
Women? Really? But why would they be patriarchal? Towards who? Other women? That's so stupid.
So she's employed some cucks to act dumb and help prove her point. Ugh, I could see the cum residue at the side of this guy's mouth. Ugh. And where the fuck did she get this information from? This looks like she just made her own graph on MS Paint. There is no information on here that gives any context about how these stats came about, like sample size, controls, sources, literally anything that will help prove it's not bullshit. Let's check the video description to see if there's links to any sources. Nope, just as I suspected. Let's try to find this graph on Google Images. Nothing? Okay. Even if this graph is based on any real statistics, considering these percentages are unbelievably high, I would assume that victim blaming is defined very loosely here. I bet that the people interviewed believe that the victim may have been acting irresponsibly by getting too drunk to function, or something along those lines. That is not blaming the victim. That is just applying some common sense to help someone be safe and avoid being victimized.
So many things in our system today come from patriarchy, including racism, colonialism, capitalism, classism, and of course, sexism.
Wow.
This is intersectional feminism gone mad. Wait, who's already stupid to begin with? She's literally just tying together all forms of marginalized people within identity politics to say that straight white males are the enemy and that their opposition is so rampant that it internalizes its hatred through everyone's minds. Western society has equal rights for everyone, Zarna. Your ideology is just calling for a fascist overthrow of power to benefit minorities based on their identity and outcome of equality. I say, merit over bullshit, you racist commie.
She thinks she knows everything. Guess all these experts with their degrees can just go home. One thing to remember, though, it's hard to see something when we're really close to it. We have to step back sometimes, look at a system critically to see what others might be seeing. I wonder if she's done that.
Ooh, the irony of this white male telling Zarna she has no self-awareness. Jesus, this is Poe's law in effect, Purdy being indistinguishable from reality. This guy's criticism of Zarna is meant to be ironic, because this white male hasn't questioned the patriarchy that he's a part of. But inadvertently, the guy makes a good point, because I doubt Zarna has looked into the bullshit cultural Marxism and hatred she's been preaching. By the way, nice article you found here. I applaud the shitlord that wrote this.
That's so stupid.
I'm a woman of color, so I'm going to talk about my experience. But many other marginalized people, such as indigenous peoples and queer and transgender people and gender non-conforming people, will have their own thoughts on this also.
Okay, so gay people, and more so transgender people, are more likely to be suicidal. But maybe that is partly because morons like you are always telling them that they have to be victims. There's more cucks here speaking. I'm gonna skip through it because it's as stupid as you might imagine.
That's so stupid.
The challenge is that it is very hard for those who are marginalized, such as women of color, to express how they feel without being called the angry brown woman, or the angry black woman, or the nagging woman, or crazy.
Well, what if the way that some of these people feel is based upon a leftist indoctrination that makes them feel entitled to enforce their identity politics upon others and construe every opposition to their narrative as some form of identity-based harassment? Zarna is living in her own echo chamber where every consequence of her retarded actions are proof of her own narrative.
The angry brown woman.
My God, she just won't stop talking.
I know.
But sometimes I do wonder what women of color are thinking when I make a crass racial or sexual joke in front of them, and then I say, just kidding. And then afterwards, why do they always turn me down when I ask them to dinner?
Don't worry, bud. Your crass jokes helped you dodge a bullet. Imagine being 3 months deep with this bitch, and then realizing how fucking mental she is.
You don't understand anything. Get your fucking ass in order, you disgusting person. I'm going after the person who harassed me, which was you.
It's because of a phenomenon called white fragility and male fragility.
Nice. Just act like all the counter arguments to your bullshit are just white males being fragile. If you put it that way, you'll always be correct. Good for you, Zarna. Your arguments are impenetrable.
White liberals and men in general have been told over and over again that if they just never use the N-word and they never talk about race and they never physically molest anyone, then they're not racist or sexist. So when I point out that actually, the system of power we live in ensures that all white people are racist and all men are sexist.
Where have I heard this before?
All white people are racist. All men are misogynistic.
Okay, Zarna. What about all the white liberal cucks that agree with you, that hate themselves, and try to do everything to appease you? Are they still sexist and racist? Do they still have that original sin that their gender and skin color bestowed upon them? Please, just leave men alone. Release your cucks!
They profit from a system that marginalizes people of color and non-males.
Minority prison populations? Really? You think the only reason they are in jail is because of racism?
We have some bad hombres here.
The drug war sucks, but it's an equal opportunity shit show.
They attack me, just as they've attacked women of color for centuries to retain their power structure.
These two comments about women getting muzzled are fucking hilarious. These commenters are called shitlords. Let me read these comments out loud so my audience can hear how funny they are. Someone needs to invent the feminist muzzle which prevents them from attacking and yelling for no reason. You can see examples of the scold bridle in many museums. They were designed for nutters like that woman thing. They know that putting a muzzle on you is unreasonable, Zarna. But considering how fucking nutty you acted in that video, it's just hilarious imagery to picture you being put in a scold's bridle.
She's the sexist one. She's the racist one. Why does she hate me?
I know you're being sarcastic, but you're actually correct. I'm sorry. I don't know why she hates you and forced you to be in this video. There's better ways to get pussy, son. Buy a puppy and take it to the dog park. Get a six-pack. Pay for a hooker. For God's sakes, boy, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, so I make more money because I'm a man.
If you make more money, it's not because you're a man. It's because you work more or got a better degree.
And I have a lot of privilege.
The privilege of making a fool of yourself for Zarna's personal agenda?
And my voice matters.
No, it doesn't. And also, all those statistics are facetious because they're presented as if women are being cheated out of that percentage difference by men. But we all know the wage gap myth and how it misrepresents equality of outcome as equality of opportunity.
She talks as if men don't have any problems. I haven't had a raise in 3 years!
Well, that might be due to the quotas for women in STEM fields. You're getting gypped because most women don't want to go into STEM, so the ones who do perform worse than you get farther because vaginas.
I mean, yeah, I...
Blah, blah, blah. More facetious, sarcastic cucks reading from Zarna's script. That's probably why we can't see their eyes, because they're reading Zarna's script while she has a fucking gun to their heads.
Recently, I was sexually harassed by a man in public, on camera.
Humongous.
And the news stations posted the video without my permission.
They don't need your permission, dumbass. It's called fair use. And it's especially ironic that you posted this on the internet to bring attention to this so-called sexual abuse. And now you're acting as if the media did something wrong because this all backfired on you.
With the question, do you consider this sexual harassment?
God forbid people think for themselves and come to their own conclusions.
This led to a lot of people attacking me and going after me all over social media. This is what patriarchy does. It causes everyone to attack the victim the one who is most vulnerable. This protects the system of power, which is male sexual dominance.
Everyone's making fun of you because you're a loon. You're not a victim.
You're not Martin Luther King!
You try to victimize our boy Humongous by falsely accusing him of sexual harassment after he trolled you with a dad joke.
Humongous?
No patriarchy, no harassment, just dumb bitch.
How do we even know she's telling the truth about sexual harassment? I saw that video in the online reactions from all the men, and yeah, they were threatening rape and violence and death, all while accusing her of overreacting. But just because she's putting her physical safety on the line to talk about this doesn't mean she's right.
If she got rape threats, why didn't she show them in this video? Why didn't she actually show the threats? That would be better proof than this crap. What the fuck is this? It's a message sent to somebody named Ali Notorious saying, please help Zarna Joshi. Some people are planning to rape her. They found her house. What the fuck is this shit? I call hoax on this.
Their main complaint was that I raised my voice. They questioned my sanity. Because I spoke up.
No. People complain because you falsely accused someone of sexual harassment and then screamed at and demeaned all the people around you. Nice try, though.
A patriarchal society wants women to shut up. And we have a long history of men confining women to mental asylums because those women didn't behave the way men wanted them to behave.
If we're gonna get all historical, don't forget to mention the Scold's Bridle.
Is that sexual harassment? Is that what you just did when you said that to me? This person just sexually harassed me! How dare you, you disgusting person!
That's better. Silence the hag.
We have a long history of those same men lashing out at women, assaulting them, murdering them, because those men couldn't deal with their own emotions.
Okay, so on average, men are more violent than women. I recognize this problem, but I completely disbelieve that you're doing anything that will change it. And you're demonizing men based on the vast minority of men who will attack or kill women. If you apply the same logic against any other group but white men, you'd consider yourself a bigot. And you are a bigot.
Those men were furious because I screamed to high heaven about what happened to me.
No one was furious except for you. They calmly treated you like the fucking loon you are.
Even the security guards who witnessed it didn't call the cops to help me. They called the cops on me because I was making noise.
Yeah, because you were acting like a maniac.
Fuck off!
They didn't ask me if I was okay. They didn't suggest getting a female officer for me to talk to. They didn't give a damn about my safety. Because cops don't protect women, they protect the patriarchal power structure.
What? Just look at this graph. Try to make sense of this graph. The graph's title is Victims of Police Crimes, and the variables are women, strangers or acquaintances, children unrelated to the officers, and other police officers. What is the logic behind this graph? How the fuck is strangers or acquaintances a category? Those are two opposites that encompass everyone. What the hell am I looking at? Children unrelated to officer? What the fuck is this shit? Maybe women and men would have made sense as two different categories. Not this shit. Now I'm convinced that she made this in fucking MS Paint, or wherever you go to make shitty graphs with false statistics. Is this satire? Is she trolling us? God damn.
If we've all been trolled,
and that's one hell of a fucking troll.
Why did she get so upset over his dick joke? I mean, yeah, we burned women at the stake.
Speak for yourself, cuck.
That's so stupid. And stone them, and rape them, and beat them, and sell them into sexual slavery. But can't they take a joke?
Gaggle of humongous cocks.
Humongous.
Good one, Leafy as Queer is here. It's funny how in Zarna's script, she tries to compare Humongous's hilarious dad joke
Humongous.
With historical violence against women. What a narcissistic twat.
And by the way, it's not sexual harassment if you're not at work, and it's not rape if you're married to him.
What's with these fucking crooked-toothed cucks pretending to be dumb for a stupid video? Almost all Western men don't believe these things. Lots of men from third world countries do, though. But that's not convenient for you, is it, Zarna?
I want to say this to all my sisters and queer and trans siblings. We don't have to take the injustices, even if you think they're just little injustices. Permitting those little injustices is what leads to the larger horrors of rape and violence that we all know so well.
Once again, another hilarious comment. Let me read it out loud. I would love to punch this self-righteous cunt right in our cum catcher. Showing comments like that while playing scary violin music in the background. Ooh. With Zarna's ridiculous voiceover, seems more like a parody than a legit attempt to make her point. Parody being indistinguishable from reality.
We have to dismantle our own internalized patriarchy. If we stand up for ourselves and each other, we can change this world. Power concedes nothing without demand, so we must demand safety. We must demand an end to rape culture. We don't exist for men.
You don't exist for anyone. You exist for yourself, a parasite trying to infect the minds of impressionable retards.
And you also exist for us to laugh at you and make disparaging memes about you and Photoshop you into a scold's bridle. Please keep doing what you're doing. Good luck e-bagging. It looks like you shut down your U-Caring fundraiser after you got some mean comments.
Meanwhile, you made our boy Humongous filthy fucking rich. Shouts out to H3 for hooking up our boy Humongous. Let's chalk this one up for the patriarchy.
Yes, I do need sex. All men need sex. How can we be happy without sex? That's why women are there.
All men need sex!
More or less. But newsflash, Zarna. I don't think anyone is demanding sex from you. Humongous was just trolling you with a silly joke.
Humongous.
I don't think he wants to stick his humongous dick inside that nasty hole in your face where you do all your yelling. In the wise words of Sargon of Akkad, I wouldn't even rape you. So chill the fuck out. No one's buying what you're selling. And making men chant,
all men need sex,
over creepy music just makes you seem like even more of a propaganda-raving lunatic.
We can encourage the men who actually give a damn about protecting others to work with us to dismantle this patriarchal system. Patriarchy hurts men too. It prevents them from truly connecting with the rest of us. It makes them isolated and lonely and so emotionally fragile. So let's work together.
I guarantee you that what you're selling is not gonna help men. Crazy women like you contribute to men's disproportionately high suicide rate. And then you have the nerve to tell men that your bullshit will help? I'm gonna fast forward through the rest of the cucks babbling on with Zarna's retarded script and just show you this video of Zarna going batshit crazy at a city council meeting. This clip will make you want the government to reinstate the scold's bridle as a punishment for scolding hags such as herself.
My name is Zarna. People like to talk about how crime has gone up in Seattle, and they're right. Crime has gone up. The crimes of racist thug cops have gone up. Their crimes against women have gone up. Their crimes against people of color have gone up. And the crimes of racist, token, people of color politicians have gone up. Yeah, we noticed, Lorena Gonzalez. We noticed. We noticed how, after I spoke publicly against you, the cops sent racist, white supremacist rapists after me on BlueLivesMatter.com.
Jesus fucking Christ. This bitch needs a scold's bridle and a tinfoil hat. She thinks the police are trying to rape her and that minority politicians are making it happen because they want to impress the patriarchy. There's no mistake now. She's absolutely fucking delusional and a complete nuisance to society. Hashtag bring back the scold's bridle.
We saw that, we noticed, and we all know how in cahoots with the cops you are. We know, we noticed how in cahoots Deborah Farez is with the cops. Who's so disgusting and such a token that she won't even look at the people when they speak. We all noticed how bullies like Bruce Harrell, who speak back at you and interrupt women when they speak,
and
just
I'm
as you interrupt
you
me now,
we
say how those crimes went up.
Stop,
we saw how the disgust
have this
and
woman
contempt that you have towards the people
please
has
have
gone
removed.
Up. We saw all of it, and don't touch me.
Personal attack. Have her removed, please. Turn off the microphone, I find her behavior disruptive, ma'am. Disruptive to the agenda. And our next speaker will be Eris Gibson.
Moving on. No one's buying your bullshit. Okay, this bitch was one of the lowest hanging fruits I've picked at. She has three more videos in this series that I haven't watched yet, and I can only imagine how retarded they are. I may or may not make videos about them. Let me know in the comments below if you want me to make a video or videos about them, or just move on to a different topic. If you enjoyed this video, please like and subscribe if you haven't yet. Turn on the notifications for this channel if you want to be notified when I release a new video. You can follow me on Twitter at edgydtv or at edgydtv on minds.com. Peace out, faggots.